Hello, everyone, and welcome to Leaders in Elder Care, the interview series designed to share with you the many people that are doing great things to change the face of elder care. Before we get started, I just want to remind you, if you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, you can do so by visiting insideeldercare.com/subscribe or by visiting iTunes and looking for the Leaders in Elder Care podcast. So with us today is Ray Margiano. He is the CEO and founder of Foot Solutions. Foot Solutions is a foot care company founded in the year 2000 with only 3 employees and no funding. And by 2008, he's grown the company to more than 240 franchises worldwide, a corporate staff of over 50 people, and sales of around $100 million. We're happy to have Ray here today as a leader in elder care because of the good work that he's done around foot care for seniors. And I don't want to steal Ray's thunder, but how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me, Ryan.
Thanks for being on the show. And, you know, it's interesting is that, you know, walking is one of those things that we just completely take for granted. And my mom, for example, uses a walker now, and shoes are one of the most important things for her, both from a comfort perspective and also from a safety perspective. So this particular interview really touches close to home for me.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people don't realize that this is a serious issue. The foot is probably one of the most complicated parts of the body, with a large number, 26 bones, a whole bunch of muscles, tendons, and joints, and ligaments. So it's very complicated, and a lot of people don't realize that, and yet it's probably one of the least cared for parts of our body.
So tell me a little bit about what Foot Solutions is.
Well, actually, a thumbnail sketch of Foot Solutions would be, I tried to position Foot Solutions to sort of fall right in between a niche marketplace that existed between what I consider the comfort shoe stores and the medical shoe stores. In a medical shoe store, you can get people that are knowledgeable in products that will fit and support your foot properly, but they're ugly enough that most people don't want to wear them. And most people really don't want to go into an orthopedic or a medical shoe store. It's just not a pleasant experience. And so there's a number of issues there, so people aren't going to get the help they need. On the comfort shoe store side, you have a number of shoes that look very good and feel great when you first put them on your feet, but they really don't support the foot properly. So you have something that looks good and feels good initially, but I sort of look back as sleeping on maybe a down comfort mattress, where you get on this goose down mattress and it feels great the first night or two, but after you sleep on it for a week or two, you're hurting every place. So our job was to come up with products that really looked attractive, that people would wear, but would still accommodate their foot shape, be extra depth, and accommodate some of the issues they may have. So we fall right in the niche that didn't exist, and I would say it hits right between those two areas.
So, you know, it's interesting. If you look at your background, you know, computer science and, you know, science-related things, you have a PhD.
Right.
How did you get into the footwear and podiatry side of the world?
Actually, it's kind of a strange story. I was in the corporate world, and I got sent to run a division in my last corporate position that was losing money in the Atlanta area. That's how I ended up down here. And part of the product line that the division made focused on shoe repair equipment and equipment that was used in the labs that made orthotics. And I came up with the idea on how to sell more equipment, and the corporation didn't buy into it. And I started my first concept, which was HeelQuick, and that was back in 84. Grew that to over 700 operations in 34 countries. As I continued to grow it, we did a lot more medical work with the labs. And as I viewed what they were doing in the orthopedic stores, they focused pretty much on the back room and making orthotics and not really on the front. So that's really how I came up with Foot Solutions, which I worked on the concept starting maybe in 95 and start rolling out the concept the end of 2000. So it was sort of an odd approach to getting into the footwear industry, but now I'm tied to the feet and I can't get away from it.
Literally.
Right.
So let's focus in on the senior part of the market, which is what I'm sure that most of the listeners are interested in. So how does the company cater to seniors specifically?
Well, that's a good question because I'm a senior also. actually, we cater to it in a lot of different ways. First of all, I think the primary one is in education. We go out to retirement communities. We do events that attract a number of people that are what I consider active aging, because I like to consider myself as an active, very active person. And a lot of people aren't really aware of things that can be done to help them. So we do a lot of these educational free seminars. We do free medical days in our stores. We have a local podiatrist or other doctors that will come in the store for a morning and do a free assessment of the foot. So the elderly are actually getting free services from us, not only from an educational standpoint, but also from a medical standpoint. We'll go out and visit the sites and do free fitting analysis. A lot of times centers will send a bus in with 8 or 10 seniors in. We'll work with them also.
So on the fitting analysis side, you go into a mall every once in a while. There's a machine in the back of the store where you press a button and you step up on it and it tells you kind of what your feet. How is what you guys are doing on the foot analysis side different than one of the things you see at those kinds of stores?
Well, actually, it's pretty complicated. We put them through a gait analysis. We're actually watching a person walk and determining some of the issues they have with their body alignment and how the foot is striking the ground. We do the traditional fitting assessment, but we also have medical, digital, and scanning equipment where we actually scan the person's foot in both a dynamic and a static position, which allows us, using computer graphics, to really show pressure points and other issues that a person might have with their feet. So for us, it's about a 30 to 45-minute process. We do this for free, no purchase necessary. It's part of what we do in our stores. It's really, really what we're about. So the bottom line is we encourage people to come in for this free analysis, and while they're there, if they want us to try some product on that will help change or resolve some of the issues they have, we do that, obviously, with no pressure for them to purchase. So we're pretty different in a number of different ways, as I mentioned, from a traditional shoe store. Most shoe stores, as you're probably aware, really don't fit you any longer. Most people fit themselves, and the problem is about 90% of the people out there are really wearing improperly fitted shoes to begin with. This is not my statistic, but something that's presented by the podiatry organization. You're looking at a situation here where with the number of different size shoes out there, widths and sizes and everything else, you're looking at a number that's pretty extensive, probably over 300 different size width combinations. So most stores sell certainly a much smaller quantity of widths and sizes. So you have a lot of unique feet that are getting fitted into shoes that will accommodate them but not really fit them properly. So it has to start with the foot shape. And there's about 6 basic foot shapes. Then, of course, you got the arch height and several other things that you're looking at, narrow heel, wide forefoot. So it's a combination of a lot of elements that have to be taken into consideration, as well as what you're doing. So if you come back to the foundation of yourself, your feet are your foundation, sort of like if you look at a building. If there's not a good foundation, what happens is some of the timbers get out of a line and you start seeing some cracks in the wall or other structural damage. A person, as we age, is actually unfortunately collapsing closer to the earth. So, people really aren't shrinking. They're just hunching over. And their body is collapsing. The same thing happens with the foot. The arch starts collapsing and stretching out, and people start noticing pain in their heel or pain in other parts of their feet or body they never had before because of the misalignment of the joints. And it all stems from, again, the stability of the foot and it properly being supported and fitted.
So what are the 3 or 4 big issues that a senior runs into when they come in and they take advantage of the assessment that maybe they didn't know they had?
Well, there's a number of issues, certainly, that are real issues for the senior. And the top one for me is again, coming back to the balance and proper support for the foot. Seniors are at very high risk of falling and having injuries that, unfortunately, lead to other complications that, according to statistics, is a third leading cause of death. So if you make it up into your elderly years, the last thing you want to do is have a fall or break a hip or do something else that destroys you when you've made it this far. So certainly getting into a product that is going to allow you to improve your balance and support and give you a little better foundation is very important. A lot of seniors will suffer from things like neuropathy, not feeling anything in their feet, a numbness, there's basic issues like flat feet because your arch starts collapsing. Another big one that comes up often is circulation problems. Heel pain, of course, is one that we get an awful lot, and this is a lot of times from the tendons being pulled away from the heel bone. So plantar fasciitis is again commonly referred to. You're looking at calluses, you're looking at bunions, just overall foot discomfort or lack of feeling. So these are some of the basic things that people will complain about. And these are all issues that we can really help with a properly supported foot, either through an orthotic and arch support or a foot design to accommodate the foot shape. The other thing that happens, of course, is for those people that don't have bunions, you're looking at bony protrusions on the side of the foot. You could be looking at bunionettes on the top top of your toes. You could be looking at where your toes curl up to claw-like, and again, if you don't have the properly fitted shoes to let your feet sort of breathe and spread out, then you're going to have a problem. One of the pitches I like to use is an example that we have of some females in China that were fitted in very tight-fitting shoes to keep their feet small. And over the years, it's unbelievable what has happened to their feet and how they became deformed. So what it shows is the body is going to really conform to whatever you do with it. Females have a lot more issues with their feet than males do because they've been wearing shoes that they shouldn't have been for all these years. The perfect example is the high heel, which is slamming their foot forward. They start developing bunions and other issues that aren't problems for most men. So I would say easily five to one in terms of problems for female versus male.
And how long, you know, once you've identified the issue and you put them in the right set of shoes, how long until, not quoting you obviously, how long typically until somebody starts to feel some relief?
Well, in most cases, we have patients that, and I shouldn't call them patients or customers or people working as clients. We do get some patients referred to us from the medical community, but we're not a medical facility. I would say most of the people feel something different immediately, and if we're not able to do that, then we're not doing our job. So in most cases, people could actually see the difference in their body alignment. We can put them in products that properly aligns their body. So it's not just foot pain or issues related to the feet. Now you're thinking about ankles, knees, hips, lower back, upper back. A lot of these problems are caused from misalignment. So getting the person into a shoe or an orthotic that corrects the body alignment, you can actually see the person standing up straighter. We can actually demonstrate that, and we have actually photographic and computer equipment that shows the body alignment changing with these different products, so you can physically see it and validate that it happened. So the body alignment just changes the way you look and feel. You can actually look years younger just because you're standing up straighter and look like you lost weight too because of that. So the body alignment is really a critical aspect of it, and people will feel that. Now, if people come in with heel pain or other areas of discomfort, putting them again on the proper support for the foundation of their foot, we can disperse some of these areas. So if you have a couple of pressure points that there's really a lot of pain at some metatarsal heads, we can disperse that that area so you're not pressing down in that one spot. So the disbursement will, again, make you feel better. On the heel pain with a proper arch support, it, again, alleviates that pain immediately. We have people that have come to us that have suffered for years and actually almost cry right there or will hug the person on the floor thanking them for helping them. So for us, it's really about a person living a much more active lifestyle and a healthier one, and that's really what we're about. And it's really great when you're working with people and you can see this change because it's a way of giving back. And there's not many jobs that you can get that reward. Certainly in the medical community there is. But this is different because we don't have to look at the really hardcore stuff. We're not dealing with life and death situations. So we can help people in an environment that's friendly and fun to come in. And certainly, as a person that's older myself, I enjoy this and certainly love the interaction and reaction from the people.
Well, I would assume, you know, because you're dealing with feet, you have the potential to impact just an enormous amount of people. So it's probably pretty rewarding when you see that happen.
Sure. Actually, we deal with a lot of diabetics, arthritics. Again, you're looking at 40 million arthritics in the country, about 24 million diabetics, known diabetics, another 30 million borderline diabetics. Diabetic is at high risk for loss of a foot, either partial or full amputation. We can actually save a person from having that if the person comes in and gets properly fitted. Most of the amputations can be resolved very early on if you catch the issue and get them properly fitted. Most of them happen because they're not wearing properly fitted shoes, which is really almost sad when you think about it. Leading cause of amputation, and most of them can be prevented with preventative care and proper fitting.
Wow, I had no idea. So tell me a little bit about the how you've applied the science behind aging to help with shoes.
Sure, absolutely. You know, obviously, the issue with the aging, of course, is the person collapsing and shrinking down to earth. So that's a real issue for us. So the big thing, of course, is the body alignment, which we discussed a little bit before. The bigger thing is the foundation of the feet. With the computer technology today, we can do so many more things than we could have done even just 5 years ago. So the access of computer technology, the ability to be able to use it in a static and dynamic function, we can assess things that we could never assess before. In addition to that, again, with the aid of the computer, we can map out the foot and fit the foot with a shoe that's designed for that foot shape. Again, in the past, you were looking at a foot, pretty much that was it. You were bringing shoes out and asking the customer how they felt. Today's technology allows us to really do an elaborate scan of the foot and present the foot in terms of its shape, and then match it to a shoe that's built on a last that's similar to that foot shape. These are all things that couldn't be done in the past unless you had a pair of shoes custom made for you. Now, in Europe, that's common, but in the United States, we're way behind how the Europeans think. The Europeans will have just a couple pair of really good shoes in their closet, a couple of good suits. They live a very different lifestyle than we do here. We're sort of the land of plenty. Most women have plenty of shoes in their closet, but probably none of them fit them properly. So it's a different lifestyle and a different mentality. And in Europe, certainly Germany and Holland probably lead the world in terms of fitting properly and designing products that are comfortable and fit the shape of your foot. So what we try to do is take the European technology and some of their knowledge and apply it to the United States with different lines of products and using the foot shape technology so we can fit you properly.
And they also walk a lot more. So problems.
They do walk a lot more, and that's probably one of the reasons why they're a lot thinner than we are. Which is another issue that we see all the time. We'll have people come in that unfortunately are overweight or really grossly overweight that are still wearing the same size shoe that they wore in college and thinking that they grew every place else, but their feet haven't changed. And that just doesn't happen. When you're adding weight every place else, unfortunately, your feet are growing too. But unfortunately, they're still fitting their feet into a shoe they shouldn't be in. So that's another issue we deal with. But you're right. The activity is a critical thing. We do work with balanced walking, which is a 15-minute-a-day program that allows a person to burn up to 50% more calories than regular walking. This has worked out very well for, I like to say, the active aging, because it gives them two poles. It gives them a little bit more stability and support. It's an activity they can do any place. It's inexpensive. In fact, again, we have coaches that go out to retirement centers and do walks and train people on how to do balanced walking. But there the objective is to have a person living a happier, active lifestyle. And again, let's face it, we're talking about a nation that CNN and everyone else is reporting one-third overweight, one-third obese, and one-third normal weight. So we're a nation that really is destroying yourself, which leads to a lot of other issues and problems.
And the balanced walking is the Nordic walking?
It's a form of Nordic walk-in. What I've done is I'm putting a plug in for myself. So I wrote a book last year on balanced walking, and it's a lifestyle change that uses the concept of pole walking and several other factors to lead a different lifestyle. And it's a commitment of 50 minutes a day that has really transformed lives. And we're doing a lot of work with a lot of different organizations, and we do special work again with the retirement communities. And actual sending coaches there and doing training for free and lectures and starting events for them. So it's a big thing for us.
Oh, that's really cool. So if people want to learn more about Foot Solutions or yourself or even about balanced walking, where would they go? What would they do?
Well, certainly if they go to our website, which is footsolutions.com, there's information up there and links to balanced walking. Information on foot care, foot issues, all kinds of problems. We have blogs up there you can link to. We have a panel of experts, so if anybody has any questions they want to ask, we'll certainly be able to respond to them directly, and we send them pamphlets and other information, and we'd love to talk to them. If they go to 1-888-FIT-FOOT, that will get them to the closest location. We have 250 locations out there now. We're growing at the rate of about 40 to 50 new stores a year.
Oh, wow. Okay, fantastic. Well, Ray, thank you so much for being on the show today, and thank you, more importantly, for being a leader in elder care.
It's my pleasure. Thank you again for the opportunity, Ryan. Have a great
day. I will. Everyone, before we sign off, just a reminder to visit Inside Elder Care. It's a by families, for families approach to helping families deal with elder care issues. It's available at www.insideeldercare.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great day, and come back and listen again soon.